Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Joe Barker on the beginning of that one there. Welcome. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Joe Barker, thanks again for being here.
My pleasure. I thought that was me. I said, that's my voice.
It is. That's your voice. Thank you for doing that. Folks, please check out Joe Barker's website, joebarker.com. Also, starthrower.com, right? They can find your films.
Yep.
So whatever Joel does, folks, I promise you, you'll be smarter when you hang out with Joel. And his books are outstanding, but please check out The Paradigms, The Business of the Discovering the Future, and the video, which has been updated. So, hey, Joel, there's an issue here that you were pointing out to us today. Graphene Bolometer is faster, simpler, and covers more wavelengths. Nothing about that has anything to do with most people on Main Street, but there's a reason why I wanted you to tell us about it. Go ahead.
Yep. First of all, it's our monthly graphene check-in. Right?
Yeah. Now they're in,
like,
folks,
every
he
month,
started telling
every
us about
month,
graphene been... years ago, and now you can buy a golf ball with graphene. So you can't say we haven't delivered. Go ahead, Joel.
We have probably talked 100 different applications for this, and it keeps growing. The reason this is important is because, number one, it is graphene, another use that demonstrates that. But number two, and this is the thing, it said they've been able to develop an ultra-fast yet highly sensitive measuring device called a bolometer that can work at room temperature and may be much less expensive, and it turns out it is. The other devices
us why a bolometer is important and who uses it.
Okay, for you personally, you want to know if your house is leaking heat or leaking cold. You take a bolometer, you point it at it, and the bolometer reads radiation.
So when we see pictures of a red roof a bolometer has taken that picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
it tells whether we've got enough insulation in our house or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is a very practical purpose for it. It also will read microwave leakage. It'll also, what's interesting about it is a bolometer can measure galactic radiation, literally into deep outer space. So it has this incredible range, and the difference between the graphene and the other is the graphene operates in picoseconds, that's billionths of a second, in terms of how quickly it can read the information, whereas the old systems had to be cooled way down, you know, liquid nitrogen and colder, and it took literally, some cases, weeks for it to collect enough information so that it could draw a conclusion.
Well, and I know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, what used to take a long time now is momentary, which means we will read out many more things than we ever would have before.
And I've known scientists who've had to go to Antarctica to do these reads because it was that was why they were down there, was because it was so cold.
Yep. And then they made it colder than that. But think about this. Here's the railroad running along past you, and one of those wheels is heating up.
Mm-hmm.
It goes way too fast for the old measures. With this picosecond, it's like going, you know, almost standing still. So all of a sudden things that are happening fast but are important to know what kind of radiation they're putting out, this can play that game.
And graphene has played the major role in helping to create that?
In fact, you will get a kick out of this. The term they use in the article is low-dimensional material.
Tell them. That's,
I guess that's
you
what
say,
it means when it's one atom thick.
As you've told us, it's two-dimensional. It's not just low-dimensional.
Yeah, it's one atom thick. Yeah, one atom thick. And this guy called it low-dimensional.
Low-dimensional.
I thought, oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, what's important is it's going to give us devices that will do things that we could never do before, which gives us more information about our world around us, and that is to the good.
And here's what's fascinating to me, folks. This is just amazing. Graphene has always been with us, but we've only discovered it a few years ago.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. It's, if you had graphite, every time you wrote something with your pencil, you're leaving little trails of graphene behind.
But we didn't know it even existed until a few years ago.
Didn't even have, you know what I see so often, Jim, is we didn't know the question to ask.
Right.
And somebody saw this stuff. It was a Russian, actually, teaching at the UK, I think at Manchester University. Mm-hmm. And he said, what is this stuff? And now we have an industry.
There's a lot of that going on right now. We're seeking answers to questions that no one knows how to ask. Hey, Joel, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Will do.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, one of the smartest guys I know. You want to hang out with him, joelbarker.com, when you get a chance. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.